Chapter 12, verse 13.
Ah, by the way, I didn't share this testimony. Our transformer has been fixed. For like, I think it's been a while though, but I've just not had. So the suffering has finished. So Luke chapter 12, verse 13, it says, "And one of the company said unto him, Master, speak to my brother that he divide the inheritance with me." Huh? "And he said unto him, Man, who made me a judge or a divider among you, over you? Verse 15, and he said unto them, Take heed and beware of covetousness. For a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesseth." Can we read that chapter 15 together? One, two, go. Hallelujah. So Jesus here is introducing, I won't stay too long. If you want to hear the full thing, you have to go and listen to the message. But Jesus here is saying that, are we together? Jesus here is saying that a man's life, lip gloss, is lip gloss that?
Like, yeah, while I was screaming, like,
nah, it's fine. A man's life, are you okay, Mirabel? Okay. See, I'm smiling. So a man's life does not consist in the abundance of the things that he has. Can you say, my life does not consist of the abundance of things that I have? But let me be seen. Come on. Stay here. God has plans for you. Okay? But you need to be here. What I mean, you need to be with us. Do you understand what I'm saying? You need to be seeing each other. You know. Because God has plans for you. You are the next, let me just say it, you know, let me speak into your life. You are the next generation of leaders. Do you understand? Like, that is an issue for this. So please just be, don't worry. There's something else I want to talk to you. We'll talk after service. But all those physical things, those things are distractions. Okay? Yeah. So my life does not consist in the abundance of things that I have. Hallelujah. Amen. If my life is not about the abundance of things that I have, it is also not about the lack of things that I have. In other words, you can't judge the value of a man based on what he has. Are we together? Huh? How many have been following this DD of that day situation? Okay, people don't know. So let me not go there. But you can't judge a man's life. You can't say that a man is valuable because he's wealthy or because he has money. And you can't say that he's not valuable because he does not have money. Hallelujah. This is very important to understand. Well, she knows what she's doing. This is very important to understand. That I cannot judge myself based on whether I have value or not by what I have or what I don't have. If you don't understand this thing, you'll be very limited in how you can work with God. Because God's judgment of value is completely different. Are we together? God's destiny for you can make men pity you. Are we together? Huh? Meaning God can say, do this thing. And men will hear that he wants to do it and say, do you understand what I'm saying? Right? So don't think that when God is leading you, men will be happy with you. You get my point? And if you cannot follow God, or if you are too aware of what men are saying, you will not be able to hear God. The two cannot do at the same pace. You have to choose one and despise the other. Are we together? So you can't say now that you have value because you don't have physical things, or because you have physical things. You just can't make that assessment. Hallelujah. So that's really the main point of what we are trying to say last 3 weeks. That wealth is in another place. When we say somebody is wealthy, it's in another place. And so when you project into your future, don't project. You see, when all of us are waiting for God to give us the breakthrough, you know. Now, that breakthrough that you're imagining, change that imagination. Meaning, let it not just be that what you are imagining is that you drive Rolls Royce. Don't say, that's what everybody is thinking about. There's nothing, God don't butter my bread, sugar my tea. That's what everybody is thinking about. That's what we're all thinking about. Are we together? Right? But I'm teaching you now so that you won't make that mistake. That when you project into the future, don't project that. Project rather a kind of person. Because if there is no value in things, what is there value in people? It's only human beings that are valuable. Do you hear what I'm saying? Do you hear what I'm saying? It's only human beings that are valuable. That's why Jesus Christ will compare the whole world and one soul and say that it's not even equal. Again, when he said, what shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his soul? So there is no wealth we are pursuing that is worth disobedience to God. You understand my point, right? There is no wealth we are pursuing that is worth withdrawing from God. Huh? Reject that wealth in Jesus' name. I tell you, reject the kind of money that you'll not be able to come to church again. Or reject the kind of money that's... When I say reject the kind of money, I'm not saying reject the money, but I'm saying reject that kind of approach to money. Right? That's... You said you have to change church. You know, because now we need to be talking higher things. Yeah. People are not talking business in this place. We need to be... That is pure carnality. I tell you the truth. And the moment people make those decisions, your walk with God has ended. In fact, you will start being a curse. It's curse that your life will start producing. Huh? It's curse that your life will start producing. Yes. I see them all the time, you know. It's curse your life will start producing. Maybe you start chasing young girls. You become a source of Satan. You know, through you, people have access to Satan. That's what, but you can still be in a new church, head of choir, but you still Satan that will be, because the principle of your life has become corrupted. You understand my point? Right? So we need to understand that Jesus Christ came to this earth to preach a message to the rich, to the poor, to the in-between. Okay? So if you are going to preach to someone like Dangote and you are scared of what you say, you know you have a problem. Do you get what I'm saying? Right? You know you have a problem. Does Dangote need Jesus? Does Bill Gates need Jesus? Yes. There is no money. They will never see your money and say, ah, how are you making money? Ah, at least make money like that. It does not need to happen. Are we together? Yeah. So the value of your life is not, and I'm still teaching wealth too. You understand what I'm saying? I'm teaching wealth, but I'm telling you that the value of your life is not in things. Stop putting the value of your life in things. Stop feeling fly when you are wearing Gucci. No, you should feel fly when you are wearing native or something. You get my point, right? You are the value. Say, I am the value.
I am the value.
Yeah, it's you. It's not things outside. You get? Huh? It's a shame. You know, imagine me now. I'll say I need a stylist. You understand? That I need a stylist. Why do you need a stylist? Why do human beings need stylists? Why do you think human beings need stylists? Why do you think? No, just say that. Why do you think? You know what I mean by stylist now? Meaning, you will give somebody a job and you say, go and buy clothes for me and go and dress me up. So you tell me this one is fine. Why do people need that kind of a person? I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I'm just saying that why do people need a stylist? Huh? To look expensive. Okay. Yeah. What else? Essentially, it's like you are outsourcing your happiness to another person. So you don't feel good about yourself. And they're saying, oh yeah, you, come and give me the formula to be good. So you see the problem there. The problem is that you don't feel good. If you feel good, you won't have the need for a stylist. You get? You will dress yourself and be happy. Are we together? So imagine me now saying I need a stylist because I want to connect to the youth. They will not give me glasses and maybe chain. This is what the young people like now. Maybe the guy will not try to dress me like Imo Blaze or something like that. I'll not be wearing. Can you imagine? Can you imagine such a thing? Yes. It's very sad. I tell you the truth. It's very sad. You know, someone that has anointing will be looking for clothes. That's when man has fallen. You understand? When Adam fell, he went to go and look for clothes. Are we together? Are we together? Are we together? Yeah. So you need to know this thing so that when eventually you start wearing Gucci leather shoe, you will know that this thing is just one of those things. Again? Huh? This is not the main issue. This is what we can afford for now. Let's just wear it and go on. Yes. Like I told you, if you are worried about what we wear, you know, it's a fake worry. God doesn't have allocation for that kind of prayer. Are we together?
Sir.
There's no answer for it. You get? There's no answer for it. Imagine, you know, there's one watch I used to wear before. You know this new watch? There's one watch I used to wear before. That watch was so cheap. I bought that watch 13K. Eh? And the reason I bought it 13K is because I don't have money to buy the kind of watch I want to wear. So I'd rather not buy fake. Do you get my point? Right? So I'll buy cheap original. You get my point, right? The kind of watch I want to buy is Omega. You know? And now if I wear Omega now, you should suspect me because it's not the one at Ikeda Compton Village or something that you can buy. That's fake. Are we together? Right. Yeah. So So that's the one I want to wear. And I genuinely cannot afford it. So I will not kill myself. I'll go and buy the original that is cheap. You know, there's pricing for everybody. If you cannot afford this one, you can afford this one. So that watch, as I said, I bought it then, was 13K. You know, I'm going somewhere with this story. It was 13K. And, you know, I wore the watch. I enjoyed that watch. I don't even know how to pronounce the name of the I don't know how to pronounce it. It's original though, but I don't know how to pronounce it. It's SKMEI. How many of you know that brand? I don't know how to pronounce it. I don't know how to pronounce it. Who knows that brand? SKMEI. I people don't know that brand. Wow. People don't go on AliExpress or those. Okay. No, you don't start having money. You don't start having money. So you'll be shopping. So I went to go and buy the watch SME. I used to call it SME. I just pronounce it like that. Yeah. So I want that watch. And last week when I was at Ibadan, you will not believe someone came and said I should sew that watch into his life.
Wow.
Yeah. Let's say that. At first I was shocked. This is not. I was even ashamed. This is not the kind of watch that they sew into your life. Yeah. But I know why the person came. You know why the person came? I went to Ibadan to do BCLF meetings. After I preached, everybody was mesmerized. You know, I'll talk about King Slack Kingsley was, you know, that was mesmerized, you know. You know, now maybe at some time after Papi preached, he'll be like, Kai, you know. Everybody was mesmerized. That's where the guy just came, you know. Pastor, can I please sew this thing into my life? Sew this thing into my life. At first, I was not like a bit, because I was like, this watch, when you see this watch, you know, you know, now you are proud, you know, but when you see this thing, and so immediately I just shifted, because I bought it, I said, okay, I'll sew it into that. So I gave the guy the watch, you know. Why? Because I'm a valuable person. Are we together?
Sir.
Yes. Are we together? For him to like the watch is not the watch. The watch obviously is cheap and everything, but it's the person, is the grace they get. And then I now said, okay, I need to look for watch, you know. So I was trying to look for watch, you know. And I saw this one, it was on Jumia, it was on sale. I said, let me buy. You know, it's a cheap watch. Are we together?
Yes,
are we together?
Yes, sir.
Yes, so I bought it and I'm enjoying my life. Yes, I wanted to check. So I was thinking, okay, you know what? Let me check the price of an Apple Watch Pro. You know, by the time I saw the price, I said, wow, I need to pay school fees. So listen, I genuinely can't combine school fees and this one. So as a responsible father, I pay my children's school fees. Are we together? And I'm not blaming my kids. You know, many parents, they blame their children. Like, yeah, the one that's making me, I should be fresher than this is because, I'm paying your school fees, you know. And you know now school fees has increased and everything. So please be careful of your parents. You know, be encouraging them in this way. I think it's not easy. The way school fees has increased there, it's not easy. You know, just be praying for them, be encouraging them. Don't be arrogant. You know, don't just come and say, this is it. You know, just say, I trust God. And I know things are tough, but I trust God that God will provide. They will appreciate it. Are we together?
Sir.
Yeah. So I bought the watch and I'm enjoying my life. Amen.
Amen.
Huh? So what that means is that we don't see value from the things we have, is who we are, I guess. And what that also means is that you can decide to get the best when you want to. Are we together? So truthfully, the reason why I can say let me just buy is because this is not really something that's important to me. Once something that is important to me, I'll buy the highest quality. I don't do discount on, you know, what's important to me is not important to many people. Yeah, so people don't know. Yeah, I'm not really fazed by clothes, that kind of thing. But I have something, you know, we all have our thing, you know. So when it's time for that one, man, I don't compromise. I guess, right? First, what part of what's important to me, because I like, well, I don't have time, but I still just like to think that I like playing video games. So I'd have the time again, but you know, you guys understand. Some of you that don't have money for PS5, now when you start having money, you will think that, okay, let me start working. I'll get the money. You'll have the money, but then you will not have the time again. So it will just be there. You just be, let me just be seeing it. So because me, I like those kind of things. I don't joke with TV. Nothing less than 55 inch. I don't joke. Are we together? I can carry, to me, it is worth it to carry 700,000 to go and buy TV. It's not a waste of money. Do you understand what I'm saying? So the point is that you don't see value on the things that you have, what you don't have is inside you. Amen. It's inside you. Value is inside me. Say value is inside me.
Value is inside me.
Yeah, value is inside you. And what are the things that are valuable? The things that are valuable are virtues. We call them virtues, but they are really very simple. It's just the fruits of the Spirit, you know, or the grace of God. Those spiritual substances, those things are very valuable. Hallelujah. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
I'll end soon, but I'll just say the things I want to say. I don't really, because I think the service, the essence of the service of that prayer, but I need to say what I want to say. Then we'll just move on. So next week, we'll still move on to marriage. Please come, invite your friend. Come. That is going to be hot. I can promise you. You know. No, I won't lie to you. If it's going to be, I'll tell you. If it's going to be boring preaching, I'll tell you. Like this preaching, I was just going to be talking. But this one is going to be hot. Again, so please. So, what was I saying before now? Talk now. What was I saying before now? Yeah. Your life has more value than those things. So the value is in virtue. Are we together?
Yes.
Virtue. Okay? Everybody say virtue.
Virtue.
That is where value is in. So don't put value on things. Put value on virtue. Put value on character. Put value on people. What should be the most valuable thing to you? The most valuable thing to you should be your relationship with God. So even if everybody should give you, if someone should come and say, I'm going to give you $10 billion, you know, it should be so valuable to you that even if someone should come and say, I'll give you 1 million naira, but don't go to church for 2 weeks, you will say, to hell with your money. Now that you say, yeah, it's just 2 weeks now, nothing's for it. Are we together?
Sure.
It should be that valuable to you. Amen.
Amen.
Precious, talking to you guys is very valuable to me. I tell you the truth, it's valuable to me. Huh? That's why I take it serious. Normally, I shouldn't be taking it this serious. So. If you're talking to young people, you just say, let's talk now. I'll just be talking. You have boyfriend, Abby. You have girlfriend. Yeah, let's just be, be talking. Abby now. But it's valuable to me. Yeah, because you are God's children. Are we together? So talking to you, I tell you the truth. I tell you the truth. I'm not lying to you. Talking to you is more valuable than talking to the president of Nigeria. I'm telling you the truth. They should give me an appointment now and say, you are going to see the president of Nigeria Saturday, 11:30 to 1. I'm not going. I'm telling you the truth. I'm not going. Are we together? So, you have value. Right? And that's why we talk to you the way we talk to you. That's why I talk to you the way I talk to you. Because I recognize the value in you. Even though some of you right now are broke, right? Some of you right now are struggling to eat food in your house. But that's not how I talk to you. I talk to you because you have value. So you already have value now. You're not going to have value later. What's going to come later is money, not value. Are we together? Yeah? You already have value now. Money will join it later. That's what Jesus Christ means when he says, seek the kingdom of God first. All these things will be added. So that money is going to come later, but money is not the validation of even the value that you have. Meaning, the money is not coming so that people will now say that, ah, yes, he has value. Do you get what I'm saying? Right? Money did not validate Jesus when he was on earth. Amen.
Amen.
That's why God did not have any qualms with him coming from a poor, I won't say they were poor, but he did not have any qualms with him coming from just a normal, average background. You get my point? Right? It's not like a king must come from, God was not thinking that a king must be born in king's palace. You get my point? Right? Moses had a better upbringing than Jesus. You know, Moses grew up in king's palace, you know? But with Jesus, God did not send the thing. They gave birth to him beside animal. You get my point? I don't think they gave birth to anybody here beside animal. Have you now? You get my point? Right? They gave birth to him. They made makeshift cots or something for him where animals used to stay. You understand? Right? And through his life, it wasn't like he grew up with a sense of I must have money. You understand? People like fighting. You know, the reason why people like fighting is the insecurity of because you don't have real wealth. That's why you're fighting the thing. That's why it means a lot to you that Jesus was rich. It is a completely pointless argument. Was Jesus rich or not? It says nothing. It doesn't answer any question. It doesn't answer any question. Okay, so as Jesus was born in a manger, okay, what is now the issue? We can now say that, if Jesus was born in a manger, what hope is there for me? You know? That's not a question. That's not even a discussion. You get my point? Right? Because Jesus did not live on the basis of value as money. Jesus did what God sent him to do. Again, that's life. You do the commandments. What God sends you to do, you go and do it. That's the only measuring stick of who has lived a good life or not. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Are we together? That's the only measuring stick on who has lived a good life or not. And I should repeat this thing, that the reason why I'm saying this thing is because you guys are going to be wealthy. I mean in physical cash. Okay? I'm serious. And the wealth you're going to have is the wealth that God... You see, there's a kind of wealth that God gives a generation that is sold out for him. There's a specific kind of wealth. That one is... Yeah, you'll be brilliant, you'll be smart, but that's not really what's powering that thing. You get? The deeper life, they have money. I don't think that because they're like that, they don't have money. They have money, serious money. Yeah, there are people like that All the deeper life MFM, they are like that too. But the crazy money they have. Ha. I remember one time, I think I was, let me not start telling this story. Yeah, that was blessing. God will just bless you. Yes. You do your business, you work, you do everything, but the blessing of God will just be making you the same, rich. So that's a good way to segue into what I want to talk about today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So can we repeat? I have value.
I have value.
Yeah, you have value. Yes. So please go and listen to that message again. Okay?
Sure.
Yeah, go and listen to that message. You have value. Are you okay, Mirabel? You're fine, Abby. Okay. So you spoke in tongues, Abby? Yes. But what? No, talk now. Okay. Are you sure? Can we thank God for Mirabel? Thank God. God. Maybe when we are done, you should. I'm just saying it. You know, maybe when we are there, you should. If we are done on time, I'll try and be done quickly. So maybe just like 10 minutes to just pray with some of you guys. Okay. Just like 10 minutes. It's always good to exercise yourself. I wanted to crack a joke. I don't know if I should crack it. That's you need to tarry. You need to learn how to tarry. Are we together?
Yes,
are we together?
Yes,
amen.
Amen.
You need to learn how to tarry, you know. This is speaking in tongues now. You know the small warfare we just did now. How long did we pray? I think we prayed for like 40-something minutes or something like that. Are we together? So you know just that you do once, you just go away. You get, right? Some things you have to... Why is it like that? I don't know. That's just the way the thing does sometimes. Are we together? Sometimes you need to learn how to stay there, you know, yourself. You stay there, you try your power. You see Holy Spirit, oh yeah, what should I do now? You try your power. After a while, the one that you always fall back on, if you have a relationship with God, you just calm everything. I just, oh yeah, God, okay, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, why are you doing me like this now? Am I not, what's all this? I beg now, come and do something. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Are we together?
Yes.
But you can only talk like that if you have a track record with God.
Yes.
Yeah, that's why I need a track record with God. A track record of obedience. Amen.
Amen.
Are we together?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, so some things you just go and say, oh yeah, you are doing me wicked. You are doing me wicked. I don't like this thing you are doing. Eh? I'll be calling you sins. You are doing nothing. You are not hearing me. No, no, no. Please. Oh, yeah. Please. I beg. I beg. Do something now. Then, you get my point? Okay? Like you are calling on God. Some people, what they will do is that they will say, oh, Lord, I stand on my anointing. I mean, I've heard that thing before. It's because the guy has tried many things. He's not like, oh, yeah. He's not like, oh, yeah. God. You called me to do this thing, or I did not call myself. You called me to do this thing. Come on, perform. And I'm telling God, working with God is interesting. So the last thing I want to say on the issue of wealth is that you need to walk around with the knowledge that you are blessed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Now, if you are a Christian, there are blessings that have already been conveyed to you. The way Paul puts it is like, God has already blessed us with all spiritual blessings. Are we together?
Yes.
Now, part of that spiritual blessing is wealth. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Riches is the physical manifestation, but wealth is spiritual. Understand the way I'm using words. I'm just trying to say that there's a difference between money in bank account and money with God. Right? Now, what I'm calling money with God is wealth. Okay? So, part of that spiritual blessing, please don't lose me now. Part of that spiritual blessing, part of it is wealth. It's part of what God has proclaimed over you. Hallelujah. Now, how it manifests? It manifests in two ways. The first, or for it to manifest, there are two things that need to happen. The first is that, now please, this teaching I'm teaching on wealth, you know, if you are around when I was saying this in last year, is very different from what I was saying last year. You know, last year we were talking about many things, hard work, all those things. I'm not mentioning other things now, right? So please go and listen to those messages, okay? Wale, can we compile those messages? Do you know the messages? Can we compile those messages? Okay, let's compile those messages and share, so that you will not walk as if you don't have sense. You get? So I'm not mentioning other things like hard work, because I'm assuming that you're a reasonable person. You get? Do you get my points?
Yeah.
Right. So at least you want to work hard. So at least you are not entitled. And I know I spoke a lot about entitlement. I really made sure that I speak about entitlement. How people can just feel that they deserve other people's money. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Are we together?
Yes,
please don't feel entitled to any other person's money. In fact, take it to the extreme. Don't even feel entitled to your parents' money. Altogether, you can never go wrong in not having entitlements. Are we together?
Yes,
right? So pray to God for your needs. Tell your parents, but pray to God. So if they give you, let it be that God gave you through them. Do you get my points?
Yes.
You get, right? Don't feel sad that your dad cannot give you something, or your mom cannot give you something. That is entitlement. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
And our culture of money in this country is entitlement. That's why we are very bad with money. Do you understand what I'm saying? Right? You might not understand what I'm saying, but I'm telling you the truth. That's why we are very bad. Some of you right now, you have terrible money habits. You don't know. It's because of how your parents raised you with money. You get ordinary that your uncle will come and then he will give you 5K. That thing has been spoiling your soul since. You now have a sense that you deserve people's money. You get my point, right? So you need to, you're not even, the perfect people will be the children right now that won't be trained that way. But even you right now, you are still spoiled because you were raised that way. So you need to purge yourself of all those things. When you are feeling bad that this person did not help me, that person did not do that for me, nobody has come to visit, all those things are entitlements. You get my point? And there are no people, the most entitled people are usually the poorest people. You get? Are we together? So you don't want to carry that spirit. The spirit attracts poverty. Because the way you must, you see, if you are entitled and you meet someone that has sense, Eh? The response to an entitled person is to block that person. Because that entitlement will make that person kill you. Do you get my point? Eh? If you now, you come to me now and you say, you don't have money for school fees. And I say, wait. The moment I notice that your face is doing one kind, eh, I'll become afraid of you. Because I know that that spirit has the potential to kill me one day. Are we together? Entitled people are the kind of people that will, you know these people now, I'm sorry to use him as an example, what's that Two-Face brother-in-law or something? Now that went online, I was complaining that Two-Face has not helped me. Okay, you don't know, it was many years ago. You know, entitled people, they will come out 52, without saying, ah, they didn't help me, they didn't do all these things. And they are rich, oh, this is just to give us money. They don't give us money, you know. And that's when people online will not be, you know, everybody online likes that story, you know. They will not be joining to be attacking the person. But you can give an entitled person, you know, you can set up a business for the guy. You run the thing down. Oh yeah, what will you do? What will you do? Even know people like that now, your family. What will you do? We'll do family meeting. What will we do for this guy? We'll do another one. We'll scatter the thing. Do another one, you scatter the thing. That's the spirit of entitlement. The reason why all those things are not working is because he's entitled. Do you get my point? So the only way to heal him from that thing is to chase him away. You get? So anybody, the moment I see, there's one guy, he used to be a drug addict. He used to beg me for money. I used to pity him. You know, I'll just give him money. The moment he started feeling like he deserves money from me, that day to today, I'll see him on the road like this. He'll say, well, I never talked to that. I'll look at him. I'll say, I don't have anything now. He'll look like this. He'll look like this. He'll see me. He'll see me. I'll say, I don't have anything. Yeah. Right? Because I'm not a politician. I just say, let me just help you. Because of Nigeria's situation, I know you have not eaten today. You get? So the moment you start, maybe when I'm not coming, he will now position himself so that I will see him. I'll just do as if I've not seen him. I'll just walk. Are we together? All right. That's the way to deal with entitled people. Amen. So that's how you will be dealt with if you are entitled. When you eventually meet someone that has sense, they'll just say, yeah, just... So I've taught all those things, so I don't need to teach all those things again. So I'm assuming that you already know some of these things, right? Amen.
Amen.
An entitlement is the reason why people get... It's a very funny spirit. It manifests in ways that you don't know that that's where it's coming from. It's the reason why people... It's the reason why people, for instance, sell their votes. Are we together? Huh? It's not poverty that makes people sell their votes. You know what I mean? Maybe during an election, someone will come and meet you and say, give me your vote, I'll give you 10,000 naira. It's not poverty. The general thinking is that it's poverty. And I'm not telling you to go and start arguing with any other person, but just so that you know, it's not poverty that makes somebody sell their books. It's not ignorance that makes someone go to the church of a fake man, even though he knows he's fake. It's not ignorance. Stop seeing Christians in Odumeje's church are thinking that, all these people are gullible. No, they're not gullible. They know he's fake. Are we together? They know he's fake, oh. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. They know it's fake. Are you together? Huh? It's greed, entitlement. Again, they know it's fake. It's entitlement that will make somebody tell a pastor, this is what I want you to teach. What the way Paul said it is that people will leave teachers, and then they will go and gather for them teachers that will tell them what they want to hear. So people do playlists. They will leave the one that God sent to them. Then they will create their own playlists. Yeah, because they deserve something better. Do you get my point? That's the heart's condition. So this church is too boring. I will create my own playlist. I'll be here today, I'll be major tomorrow, Catholic next month. You get my point? Eh? So generally speaking, people tend to know what they are doing, and well, that's another issue. So anyway, you can go and listen to those messages. But when you are blessed, are we together?
Yes.
When you are blessed, there are two ways it manifests. The first is for you to say that you are walking around with a blessing. There are two ways to manifest. The first is that the pronouncement of the blessing will be made on you. Generally and frequently. What I mean generally is that God has already pronounced a blessing. And God periodically will be pronouncing blessings. Also, when you read your Bible, you'll be seeing the blessings of God. So if you have faith, it's the same as if God is telling you. Do you understand what I'm saying? Then there'll be periodic, the ones that come from your pastor, meaning your spiritual leader, is part of the duty to be blessing you through what they teach you. Are we together? The gospel itself is a proclamation of God's blessings on humanity. Are we together?
Sure.
I think I posted that before, and I want to teach you about the gospel. Yeah, I forgot it. You'll be forgetting. So, when the gospel is good news, that's what I mean. So, you are bringing the good reality of God, and you're letting people know and be informed of God's goodness and what it means to them. Are we together? So, through that talk, then also through then specific blessings, you know, periodic. It's not all the time, but just periodic, you know. Blessings will be pronounced upon your life, just with words, you know. So that's that. Now, there's a reason why that is so. The reason is so that your mentality can change. Are we together? This is the critical thing about the blessing. The blessing is only as potent as your mentality. Do you get my point? Right? This is why the greatest attack, Satan attacks people. What we say poverty, poverty is a curse. What we say poverty is a curse. What we mean is not that not having money is a curse. Not having money is not a curse. Are we together? If you are here now and there's no money in your bank account, that is not a curse. When we say poverty is a curse, it's the mentality of poverty that is a curse. The mentality of lack. Are we together?
Sir.
The same way the blessing manifests through the mentality, poverty also manifests through the mentality. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Are we together? Huh? Are you with me? The blessing manifests through the thinking. Poverty also manifests through the thinking. And so one of the major attacks of Satan is the imagery of poverty. Because you see, even if you are in the lack, the hardness can try to shape your mind. But even if you are not in the lack, if you are seeing poverty all the time, it's also affecting your thinking. Hallelujah. Let me give you a good example. How many of you want an SUV? SUV, SUV, Jeep. Why do you want an SUV? For comfort. Hold that thought. For comfort. Any other reason? Is the best, Abby. Now hold that thought. Now that thinking is poverty thinking. Are you together? You get my point? That thinking is poverty that caused that thinking. It's a thinking that emerged from all the suffering you have seen in Nigeria. So it has altered your mind. And then you're not thinking that, okay, so that the pothole will not be doing. Let me get an SUV, right? Now, if we were thinking in prosperity, the thinking would be, let's get this road fixed. Do you know what I'm saying? Right? But when you're thinking in poverty, it'll always be selfish. It'll always be me. Let me just have my own. You get? If you are thinking, if you go to some of the truly rich places in this world, Nigeria is not a rich country, but if you go to some of the truly rich countries in this world, they ride bicycle. Yeah. On main road, though, they will create a special lane just for bicycle. In Nigeria, if you ride bicycle, you are poor. Do you know what I'm saying? But people richer than you are riding bicycle. And they are enjoying their life. They build their road in such a way that you can ride bicycle and have fun. In Nigeria, we build our road only for car. In fact, do you get what I'm saying? Now, why do we think that way? Because we are not we are a poor country. So we think in poverty. Do you understand what I'm saying? You get what I'm saying, right? That's why people will say, which I thoroughly agree. See, yeah, just be advancing in life, eh? Until when you can travel out of this country. But most people that are praying for prosperity in this country don't know what they're asking God for. You don't know it because you have not seen it. Yeah, I tell you the truth. You have to go to a country that has sense so that you can, when I say, okay, God, prosper me. Okay, this is what I'm saying that you should be doing. Most people in Nigeria don't know anything called prosperity. You get? So just be coming up in life. No, you understand what I'm saying when you get there. Just be coming up in life. You know, you'll be making more money, doing one or two things, you know. But when you then leave this country, you understand what I'm talking. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
So that is what it means to be blessed, is that pronouncement is on you and it's trying to do things. So that pronouncement is giving you favor, giving you other things. And then also, very importantly, your thinking is in line with that pronouncement. Now, even though we're in Nigeria, God can still train you to be prosperous. Meaning having a prosperity mindset in Nigeria. It's just that the training, because it's anti-Nigeria, you know, Nigeria is poverty. So because it's anti-Nigeria, when God is training you, you'll be thinking that God is doing you wicked. Hallelujah. Are we together? You'll be thinking that God is doing you wicked. At times, it could be like that, you know. So please, you need to pay attention to how your mind is operating. Huh? Again, poverty is a mind, is an impartation on the mind. Again, it's an impartation on the mind. So be aware of it. Yeah, I'm telling you, be aware of it. It's the reason why, it's not hardness of life doesn't cause it. But hardness of life is like a catalyst for it. Satan will ride on it and try and damage your mind. How many of you want your mind to be damaged? Nobody, man. I guess. So work on it, you get. Reject the impartation of poverty. You understand? And always make yourself open to new inspiration, to new things. Yeah, knowing that you have value. You get? Right? And very importantly, follow who knows road. You get? Huh? Many problems in life are going to be solved if you know who to follow. You get? Come together. Many people, See, you have to understand something then. A lot of the pressure that a lot of you feel is manufactured. It's not genuine. You get it. It's manufactured. If you are not on social media, you will not have that pressure. Are we together? It's manufactured. And God doesn't have an answer for manufactured anxiety or worry. You get it. You can't be here sitting at, oh Lord, I'm not in 30 under 30 list. And that's not a divine mandate to be in 30 under 30 list. Or to win Young Nigerian Achievers Award. Are we together? Or to win Bill Gates Foundation Award for Humanitarian Services, all those kind of things. That's not a divine mandate. It's not a thing they discuss in heaven. Are we together? Yeah. Eh? They're a musician now. It's not God's plan to give you a Grammy. God has never thought and said, wow, this anointing. I thought I give this guy this anointing. Yeah, go just they win Grammy back to back. It's not a thinking. It's not a prayer point in heaven. Are we together? Are we together? Eh? It's not a prayer point in heaven that, wow, you know, by the time the glory is shining, you win Grammy. If you win, we thank God. If you don't win, we thank God. There's not an issue. So a lot of us are latching on to issues that don't exist. And that's where the pressure to perform is coming from. Yeah, that's what's making you feel like you are useless. You know, because you are comparing yourself to what you are seeing on social media. You get? Yeah? But instead of comparing yourself to what you're seeing on social media, do the one that God is telling you to do. The funny thing is that if you do what God is telling you to do, you will do great things. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
You will do great things. I'm telling you the truth. If you do the one that God is telling you to do, you will do great things. You get? I was telling our team about one time. You see, that's Summer Academy. It's just, you know, we Christians, well, it's not, but in this context, it could be a bad thing. But, I mean, we're not doing it for Instagram now. But this is what some people are using to get grants in America. They will go and say, I'm a youth, I'm working with the youth in Africa on skills empowerment. And again, they'll package it in on LinkedIn. You'll now be getting... They'll go and speak at UN conference for young people. You get? Right? Are we together?
Yes,
yeah, that's what they are doing. And that's what you are doing stresslessly. You understand? So you don't need to... You are like this, what you are doing is great. Everybody here that is working for Jesus, you are doing great and amazing things. I tell you the truth. You don't need to sit down to listen to anybody. Huh? And they came from UN. I remember one time, what's the name of this lady? Malala. I don't even know her. Who don't know her? You should know her now. Malala Yusuf, the one UN girl like that in Pakistan. You know her? Okay. How do you know about her? Okay, she was talking about radio station. Okay. So you listen to radio. No, say with your chest now. You listen to radio. Say with your chest. That's powerful. I used to listen to radio at your age. You'll be smart. All this one, you won't know anything. You'll just be, it's only you that'll be knowing things. I'm serious. Keep it up. Again, one young, they said she's UN ambassador. The lady came to Abuja, adults. They sat down, they were listening to her. I'm like, what are you saying? That thing was so embarrassing. I was like, Jesus Christ. Or maybe this climate change lady, people should know down at Greta Thunberg, one thin Swedish lady like that that's always fighting for climate change. People don't know how to. Yeah? She's not that young again, but you know what I'm talking about, Harry. This guy is a correct guy. You know? Yeah, she's not that young again. She's now much older. you know, very annoying people. For those who want to be shouting, I see, and old people just sit down and be, wow. Why? Because of social media. Hallelujah. Are we together? Yeah? Because of social media. Or because of accents. Yeah? Because of accents. At least people watch football now. People watch football. Have you know? All those English pundits that don't know football. They don't know football. But they'll just be talking. But they don't know football. They don't, all those Jamie Carragher, them, they don't know football. They don't know football. They don't know anything. They talk nonsense all the time. Nonsense. But just because they have accent, people just be listening to them. Wow. It's making sense. It's not making sense. Forget accents. Hear what he's saying. He's talking nonsense. Are we together? Now, those things will be affecting you like that if you're not working with the reality that you are blessed. But when you allow that thing integrate itself into your mind, you will know that you have something to give. Why? Because you are valuable. Remember what we started from. It starts from you are valuable. Yeah, that God comes to you. You are valuable. Hallelujah. Does anybody have any questions? All right. Do you have a question? Okay. Any question? All right. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for this time we have spent in your presence. We bless your holy name. In Jesus' name we have prayed.